Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 1, 32 to 34. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 1, verse 32 to 34. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. My theme for reflection is when evening came. When evening came. There is something about the evening that draws people together. In most parts of the world, evening is the hour of stories. When lamps are lit, children return home, and tired faces lean toward warmth and food. In Capernaum, on one such evening, something extraordinary happened. As the sun slipped behind Galilee's hills, the entire town crowded around one small house. People were not coming for supper. They were coming for hope. Mark tells us when evening came after the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and demon-possessed, and the whole city gathered at the door. The image is both tender and chaotic, an ocean of human pain pressing toward one humble doorway. Inside stood Jesus, no barriers, no bureaucracy, just healing. One after another, he touched, spoke, and restored. Disease retreated, darkness fled, and as Mark quietly adds, he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Here in a single paragraph, Mark gives us a snapshot of the gospel in motion. Jesus confronting every force that dehumanizes us, sickness, sin, and spiritual bondage, and setting people free. He is not overwhelmed by the crowd's suffering. He is moved by it. For every illness, there is compassion. For every demon, authority. For every broken heart, a touch that makes whole. But beneath this story lies a challenge for our generation. The people of Capernaum believed enough to bring their sick to Jesus. They came to the door. We too live in a world full of pain, emotional, physical, and spiritual. But how many of us still bring our burdens to Christ with that same urgency and faith? Our modern minds often explain away miracles or rationalize prayers as symbolic. Yet the same Jesus who healed in Galilee still reigns. His power has not dimmed with time. It has been magnified by resurrection. As Colossians 2:15 declares, he disarmed the powers and authorities, making a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Dallas Willard once wrote, "The gospel is less about how to get into heaven after you die, and more about how to get heaven into you before you die." That's what's happening in Mark 1. The kingdom of heaven breaking into human life through the presence of Christ. It is not just about physical healing. It is about restoration of dignity, peace, and communion with God. If there is a problem this passage exposes, it is not the absence of divine power, it is our lack of expectation. The same Jesus stands at the door of our generation, but too often we remain inside, debating theology instead of bringing our wounded hearts to him. The people of Capernaum did not have it all figured out. They simply came, and that is faith. Trust in the goodness of a God who still works in the dark hours of life. When evening comes in your life, when hope fades and the sun seems to set, remember this, Christ still heals. He may not always heal in the way we expect, but he never turns away those who come. The power that silenced demons and restored bodies now calls us to bring our brokenness to the threshold of his grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what evening in your life, what place of pain or fear needs to be brought to the door of Christ today? Number two, do you still believe that God's power and compassion are as real now as they were in Capernaum? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend time this evening in quiet prayer. Picture yourself standing among the crowd at Jesus' door. Name before him what needs healing, physical, emotional, or spiritual, and entrust it to his care. Then pray for someone else's healing, extending the same compassion you have received. Lord Jesus, when evening comes and shadows grow long, help us remember that you are still at the door, healing, restoring, forgiving, and calling us home. Where sickness lingers, bring peace. Where fear binds, bring freedom. Where faith has dimmed, rekindle trust. Teach us to live as people who believe you are still able, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.